We turn now to the big story on the Korean Peninsula. Not the one about the guy in the north with the missiles and the threats, but the guy in the south with the shades and the goofy dance moves.
Oppan Gangnam Style.
After that monster YouTube hit, Psy released his new video at a concert this weekend. NPR's Frank Langfitt has reaction from South Korea.
I'm at World Cup Stadium in Seoul, and tens of thousands of people are pouring in here for this weekend's Psy concert. They're very excited to hear this new song, see the new video, and also see how he follows up the huge success of Gangnam Style.
Lee Han-sun is a 33-year-old power plant engineer. He's heading inside with 50,000 other Psy fans for the sold-out concert. Lee hopes the new song will be a big hit.
I have really high expectations for how this one's going to turn out. Gangnam Style has such a huge impact, and I expect this one to have an even larger one.
The audio for the single, Gentleman, came out Saturday morning. And that was Mother, Father, Gentleman. Lee likes what he's heard so far, but he's waiting on the key element, the video. Some here wonder if Psy or anyone can match the success of Gangnam, which took Korean pop or K-pop global. Even Lee worries Psy could become a global one-hit wonder.
So it's Sunday morning after that concert Saturday night. The video's out, and so I've come to a mall in, where else, Gangnam, to hear the public's verdict.
Kim Kung-ya is a 21-year-old film student at Seoul's Dongkuk University. She's sitting with her boyfriend around the corner from a Baskin-Robbins. Kim says the new video, which is full of hip-thrusting, slapstick, and big dance numbers, is similar to Gangnam, and a bit of a letdown.
Because Psy was a big hit internationally, I had this expectation that he was going to produce something of quality that befits his reputation. But he copied this one dance move from a famous girl group, so I thought it wasn't as fresh as I expected.
Kim's boyfriend, Lee Ju-yong, is a freelance photographer with a mop of auburn-tinted hair. He agrees. Lee also thought the new video had too much product placement. Lee is actually from Gangnam, a wealthy, fashionable district in Seoul, which Psy parodied in his absurd lassoing horse riding dance.
So you live in Gangnam. Are you rich and do you own a horse?
I'm not actually rich, he says, but my grandfather was. Although the new video did not live up to expectations, the couple are still Psy fans, and Kim is proud of what Psy's done to boost their country's image. Because he's promoting Korea to the rest of the world, she says, and spreading K-pop, which is a lot more than can be said for that guy with the missiles up north. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Seoul.
This week, NPR is launching a new project focused on race, ethnicity, and culture in America and how we communicate across those lines. It's called Code Switch. We'll talk about what code switching is, along with the rest of the day's top news, tomorrow on Morning Edition.
The Gentleman.
You're listening to NPR News.